This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we feature the bass and drum heavy sound of The Ultrasounds. The Ultrasounds were formed in 2011 in Winona, Minnesota, and have been commanding the attention of audiences all over the region. We now take you to Terry Tenseth and her interview with The Ultrasounds.
I'm at Ed's No Name Bar. I am with The Ultrasounds. It's been 2 years and a couple months since we've visited with the likes of y'all, and there's been changes. So first off, what we're going to do is have everybody go around and introduce themselves and what you play in the band, and then we'll get to the Q&A.
I'm Todd Hansen. I play the guitar.
I'm Amber Fletcher, and I play drums.
I'm Megan Hansen. I play guitar and do vocals.
And I'm Courtney Genver, and I play bass.
Okay, great. So how did everybody get together and formulate into the current concoction?
Megan and Todd got married, first of all. But Courtney and I met our freshman year of college at Winona State, and we really wanted to start a girl band called 20 Pound Cat. And so we would just talk about that all the time. And then finally a mutual friend referred us to Megan, who was in another band at the time. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, our mutual friend was our friend Chris Wozniacki, who I was in a band with at the time. And he's like, you got to meet these girls. They want to play music. And that band was ending. So I'm like, sweet, let's start a new band.
Yeah.
Girl band.
Then we had another girl in the band called Kelly Mason. But then she moved to Portland. And then we ended up with, Todd here.
Yeah. I mean, they practice at Megan and I's apartment. So, one day I might have been sipping on a couple of adult beverages and... They're playing one of the songs that Kelly was drumming on previously, and there was, no drums there. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound right. There's supposed to be drums. So I have this girl mask. That's a different thing. But I put that on and ran in there and, started drumming with them, and that's how it all happened.
Tatiana.
Yeah.
Tatiana.
Yeah.
Does it feel weird being the only guy in the chick band?
It feels oddly much too natural, I think. Yeah, so no, it doesn't.
They fell in love with themselves. They fell in love, they fell in love. Oh, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So my time, time. Yeah, 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 yeah. So my let it go, let it go.
Take you back to the live feed and Terry's interview with the Ultrasounds.
Who does the lead on writing? Or well, they're all pointing at you, Megan.
Yes. For the most part, I write most of the songs and bring them to the group, and then everybody writes their own parts, and we sometimes structure it as a band because I have ADHD and don't write songs in a linear way all the time.
So when you say that, it makes me think that you might like start one and kind of put it onto the side burner and then start another one.
Yeah, like I'll maybe have a few different guitar parts floating around in my head and just kind of forming them together, and then maybe come up with a melody and write the lyrics after.
Listening to the Ultrasounds right here on the live feed.
what's that like, being in a band together, being married? And then you two have a project called Noisy Neighbor, which is like keeping up to date on everything that's happening around town. So what's that dynamic like?
Well, music has always been there since the start, so I guess it's all I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if it was a good idea. We were in two different bands when we met, so like, so it's kind of weird when you combine them together, because then it gets a little weird. You get a little too honest, you know, with something you're married to, like, hey, you know, fix that guitar line right now. You know, it's like...
Really interesting is our perspective being with a married couple, because like we're in the back seat and we just feel like we're, you know, we're the kids, just, you know, like I'll leave mom and dad alone.
You have to listen to me freaking out driving every time.
Thank you.
Now take you back to the live feed and Terry's interview with the Ultrasounds.
Speaking of fun, is that the end goal pretty much for you? It's not necessarily fame. It's not fortune. You just want to go out and have a good time and play some music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Makes me very happy to play music, and it's fun to play different cities. I think that's been like just a huge goal, is to just get out around the, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, yeah. Played Chicago, just getting out there. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's like hanging out with your best friends, doing something you love to do.
Ideally, though, I would really like it if we all just moved in together and just did this permanently all the time, and we had no other anything. So I would be fine if we all just quit our jobs and you know, lived this lifestyle. I mean, maybe I'll just be by myself in this, but are you in? Todd's in. I'm making, are you in?
I mean, if you cover my student loan payment.
Yeah, I mean, I've got those too, so we better start taking, we better get into this for the fame and fortune now. Yeah. We'll be into it for the fortune to pay off our student loan debts, but then after that, I mean, it'll be all fun.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for listening to The Live Feed. More information on today's guest can be found on Facebook under the title The Ultrasounds.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.